Baruchim Haboim, welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Dav Yud Amid Aleph, seven lines from the top. The Gemara previously told us that when a person begins a Su'uda, he's not required to stop that Su'uda even though it's Samuch LaMincha. And we said, what's considered to be somebody who begins his Su'uda? When he loosens his belt. That's how they did so in Bavel. So the Gemara asked, why doesn't he just tighten his belt and daven? Answers the Gemara based on a pasuk in Navi. Hikon likras Elokecha Yisrael. Prepare yourself to meet Elokecha Yisrael. When a person is about to daven, he has to prepare himself properly to then stand before the king. The Gemara now says, Rava bar Ravhuna Rami Puzmiki Umatzli. He would put on proper shoes to daven. And he said, Omar he coined the cross Elokecha Yisrael, bringing this pasuk that a person has to adorn shoe wear. And therefore, some learn from here that it's incorrect to daven barefoot. Says the Gemara, Rava shadi glime uparchar le yade umatzli. Rava was accustomed to taking off his outermost garment and he would put his hands together and he would daven. In other words, he would clasp his hands together and keep them in front of him as he would stand Shmona Esrei. Omar, he said, Ba'avda kamei morei. He said, like an eved before his master. And therefore, this was a position of standing as one would do of submissiveness before his master, in this case, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omar Rav Ashi, chazina leila Rav Kahana. I saw Rav Kahana ki ika tsa'ara ba'almo shodi glime uparcha yadei umatzli. He says, when the world is in distress, I would see that Rav Ashi said, I would see Rav Kahana doing what we just described, that Rava would, he would take off the outer glima and then he would daven with his hands clasped before him. However, and he said, Omar ke'avda kamirat mare, like an eved before his master. Ki'ike shloma, however, when there was peace in the world, lovish umiskasi umisatef umatzli, then he would go out of his way to wear certain garments, cover himself, and enwrap himself, and then daven in distinguishment, in, to be distinguished, specifically in the time of Shalom. Omar, he said, because he kon likras Elokecha Yisrael. Why didn't he dress this way in times of distress? Because he too is in distress. He wanted to show and mevakesh and mischanim before Hashem for the rest of Klal Yisrael and the world in a state of distress. Rava chazia l'Rav Hamnuna dekoma'arech b'tzilusei. Rava saw that Rav Hamnuna would daven extra long. Omar, he said to Menichin Chai Oilom Voiskin Bechai Shaw. He said to Rav Hamnuna, who's always Oisik in Torah, now you're going to leave the Chaye Netzach of Oilom Haba, which is Limud HaTorah, and be Oisik in Chaye Shaw. In other words, daven what you need to daven, but beyond, don't be extra lengthy because you're taking away from the Torah learning, which is Netzach. When it comes to davening, that's chayishah, that's davening for parnasa and for health, etc., which is certainly valuable. But beyond what is necessary, the rest of the time should be spent in Torah, in learning Torah. V'hu sover zman tfil l'chud v'zman Torah l'chud. However, he himself held that the zman of tefillah is a time of tefillah, the zman of Torah is a time of Torah. And therefore, by davening, he's not taking away from his Torah learning because that's the time we're supposed to daven. And even if it's going to be prolonged and lengthy, it's not considered to be an infringement on his Torah learning. Rabbi Yirmiyah havi yosif kamei de Rav Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah was sitting before Rabbi Zeira. Vahavu aske b'shmaitze, and they were oisek in halach in the sugya. Noga litzluye, it was getting late to daven, v'havakom misrahev, and Rabbi Yirmiyah got up to daven quickly. Rabbi Yirmiyah kori alei, Rabbi Zeira masir oznoi mishmoya Torah, gam tfilosa to'eva. He said about him that if indeed a person is going to masir his ears from listening to the words of Torah, in this case they were oisek in the sugya in Torah, then his tefillah is going to be considered to be a tel eva. And therefore it was inappropriate at the stature that Rabbi Yirmiyah was, that indeed he should make short the learning to quickly daven, because after all, davening is speaking to Hashem, but Torah is, so to speak, listening to the Dvar Hashem. So if a person cuts short the listening of Dvar Hashem, then his tefillah is going to be Eto Eva. Me'emasai Hascholaz Din, asked the Gemara now, going back to its discussion about the various cases in the Mishnah where a person should not begin these things samuch l'tfilas mincha. So what is considered to be the haschala of din, that a person, if he began that, ein mafsikin, he's not required to stop. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yoino, chad amar mishis atfu hadayonim, one said, when the dayonim, they cloak themselves and wrap themselves in, let's say, a talis, and they would do that in honor, in awe of the Shekhinah that was present, and also cause them to stay focused without having to then look in either direction. They were able to then look straight at the Balei Dinim. Whereas the other one held that it's considered to be when they begin hearing the testimony from the Balei Dinim. Velo pligi, the Gemara says it's not a machlekes. When they were already oisik in din previously, so they were already cloaked, they're already enwrapped in their talesim, and therefore the beginning point, what's considered to be the beginning of judgment, is in the new case when the balei din begin to speak. But this that they were talking about, that it begins when they first enwrap themselves, that's talking about a new case. And therefore, that would be considered to be the beginning of the judgment, whereby they're not required to be mafsik. Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Havu Yasbi Vigarsi Bene Amude. They were sitting and learning between the pillars of the Beis HaMedrash. V'kol Shaitza V'Shaitza, at every hour, Havu Tapche Aibro Dedesha. They were getting a knock at the door. In other words, very consistently throughout the day, people were coming to them. Vamre, they said, Iika the East Ladina Leil Valesi. If there is a judgment to be made, let us go and be the Dayanim for their judgment. In other words, they were mafsik their learning in order to then adjudicate a case that was necessary between two people. Rav Chisda Rabba Rav Huna Havu Yasvi Bedino. They were sitting in judgment, Kuli Yoima, the entire day. Their hearts became weakened. Either that means because they didn't eat, or it just means because they were disheartened because maybe they didn't learn enough, and therefore they won't get as much schar. Tanaluhu Rab Chia bar Rav Medifti. It was taught the following: Vayamoid ha'am al Moshe mina boiker ada erev. That if people stood in front of Moshe from the morning until the night, and he was busy judging them. Would you think that Moshe Rabbeinu was judging them from the morning until the night? When would he be then oisik in Torah? But rather, this is coming to teach you the following. Any judge who judges emes la'amitoi, that they find that the people who are involved are telling the truth, they make sure that they are choyker and doresh to be determining that they are indeed being truthful, that's emes, and la'amito, then they judge them afterwards based on the testimony that is truthful, what is the true judgment? Afilu sho achas, my love, a cause of kilu nase shutof, la'kadosh boruch hu b'maise breishis. If a person judges a din emes la'amitoi, even a little bit, that's considered to him being a shutof with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Maisa Bereishis. After all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he then is Mechadesh Betuva Bechol Yoim Maisa Bereishis, every moment. And for judges to then allow the world to exist in terms of then having the proper behavior and being able to then have civilization continue, that's being a shutof in the Maisa Bereshis, allowing the civilization to continue on in a correct way. Ksiv Hocha, it says over here in the Pasuk, Vayamur Ha'om al Moshe, Min HaBoker Ad HaErev. V'ksiv Hasom, Vayi'erev Vayi'boker Yom Echod. So we see over here, even though a little bit is considered to be the amount of judgment, that is considered also to be as if the person is a shoot of Maisa Bereshis with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as if he is then judging from day until night. He's always taking time from day and night. Ad Masa Yoshvim Bedin, until how long do the judges must they sit in judgment? Omer Rav Sheish is Ad Zman Se'uda, until the time of the Se'uda. And then they can then stop the judgment, even if they're in the middle. Omer Rav Chama, my Kro, what's the verse that supports this? Dichsiv, Iloch Eretz Shemalkech Noar Vesarayich Baboike Yochelu, Ashreich Eretz Shemalkech Ben Chorim Vesarayich Be'ez Yochelu Begvuro Vlo Beshesi. The Gemara says, Begvuro Shel Torah Vlo Beshesi Shel Yayin. Says the Gemara on this that we just said in regards to that the Dayonim, they can stop, they can seize and take a break from their judgment from the time of the Zman Suda comes. Now the Braisa begins telling us various times that people eat. Toner Rabbanon, Shor Rishoyna, the first hour, Maichel Ludim. This is considered to be like Maichel Ludim. The people of Ludim were known as cannibals, and therefore they would eat at the very beginning of the day, the first hour of the day. Shnia, Michael Listim. Listim were up all night stealing these bandits. They would then sleep the first hour of the day and then they would eat the second hour. Shlish is Michael Yarshin. The third hour of the day is when people who are Yarvesh, who are not doig for Parnasa, that's when they eat. Revi is Michael Payalim. The fourth hour is the food when the Payalim eat. When they're busy doing Malacha throughout the day, they eat in the fourth hour. Chamishi, says the Braisa, Michael Kol Odom. That's when everybody else eats. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is this so? V'ha'oma Rapapa, he said, Revis Zman Suda Lekol Odom. He had a Mesara, that the Braisa means to say, that it's the Zman Suda for everybody is the fourth hour, not the fifth hour. So obviously he's not arguing on the Braisa, but he's explaining what the Braisa means. Ella, you must explain the Braisa based on what our Papa is saying on his Mesara the following way. The correct reading is Revis Michael Kol Adam. The fourth hour, that is the Michael of everybody. Chamishis Michael Poyalim. The fifth hour is the Michael when the workers take their break to eat. That's the fifth hour. The Shishis Michael Tamidei Chochamim. The sixth hour is when Tamidei Chochamim eat. Mikan ve'elach kizarek evin l'chamas. Afterwards, it's like throwing a stone l'chamas in an empty place, which means that either it's mazik a person, or it certainly doesn't benefit him if a person only begins to eat after the sixth hour. Omar Abayi lo yaman ela deloitoy midi betzafer. That's providing that he didn't eat anything else before. But if he was toying something, Aval toim midi betzafra leslan ba, then it's not considered to be a problem and he will then be able to eat and it will become helpful and beneficial to him, even if it's going to be after the sixth hour. Om rav ado bar avo mispalo odem tfiloso bebeis hamerchatz. If a person davens his tfilo, he can do so even in the beis hamerchatz. Meisve asked the Gemara, hanichnas the beis hamerchatz. If a person enters the Beis HaMerchatz, Mokoyim, there's three different places in the Beis HaMerchatz. There's the outer place where people are still wearing clothing. There's the inner, call it the middle place, where people are changing. And then there's the inner place where people are actually bathing, going down into the mikvah, into the Merchatz. So Mokoyim Shebnei Adam Oimdim Levushin, a place where people are standing, clothed. Yesham mikro v'tfilo ve'in sarich lo mashila shalom. There, one has mikro, has Torah can say, and tfilo, but he cannot And he doesn't need, and you don't need to say that. Certainly he can say shalom to others. He can even put on his tefillin l'chatchila without having to be said that you can take it off. Certainly he doesn't have to take it off. He can even put it on. The middle place of the Beis HaMerchaz, where people are changing. Yesh shom she'ila shalom. There a person can say shom aleichem, vein shom mikro tefillah, but he cannot learn and say psukim and tefillah. Vein ocholet tefillah, vein omeniach lechatchila. He doesn't have to take off his tefillah, but he certainly cannot put it on lechatchila. Makom shebnei adam oim dimarumim, the inner place where people bathe, ain shom she'ila shalom, vein tzarich loimar mikro utfilah. There, not only... Right there, a person cannot even say shalom, and certainly cannot say divrei Torah or tefillah. There he must take off his tefillin, and certainly cannot wear them, he cannot put them on. So we're left with the question, how could we say before that a person can daven in the Beis HaMerchatz, referring to the middle or the inner place? Hare, it says over here in the Braisa clearly that a person cannot do so. We're talking about a merchat where there's nobody going to be naked, and therefore is not concerned that he's changing, or certainly if he's going to be bathing, there's nobody there. They said even a merchat where nobody is present, also one cannot daven. So how can you say before a person can daven in a Beis HaMerchatz? And also, he said that in the Beis HaKise, even though there's nobody present, there's no tzoya, no excrement, then he also cannot daven there. So again, how can we say they can daven in the Beis HaMerchatz even when a person is not present? Hare, we say over here, we're learning that a person cannot daven even when nobody is present in a Beis HaMerchatz. Ela ki komo Rav Adda bechadeti. Rather, Rav Adda explains, we're talking about a new Beis HaMerchatz. A Beis HaMerchatz that is new and hasn't been used yet. Boy le Ravina. There was a question that was asked to Ravina. He's minu Beis HaKise ma, what's the din? Yesh zimun or ain zimun? If a person was already mazmin the Beis HaKise, a place that was going to be used as a Beis HaKise, even though it has not yet been used, does that hazmona considered to be a hazmona or not? That was the question. In other words, can he daven in the Beis HaKise even though it hasn't not been used yet because it's a brand new Beis HaKise or not? V'lo ifshetule. And the Gemara says over there he didn't answer. Lavu hadin lamerchatz. Isn't that true then, therefore, also when it comes to a Beis HaMerchatz, that even though it's new and hasn't been used, one cannot daven there because, after all, if it has hazmana, we're not sure if that's considered to be a hazmana or not. Answers the Gemara, lo. Dilma shiny Beis HaKise de Mois. Perhaps a Beis HaKise is different because a Beis HaKise is considered to be a disgusting place, and even though it hasn't yet been used, but the idea of somebody davening in a Beis HaKise, even though it's a chadita, even though it's brand new, is still something that's going to be repulsive. And therefore, that was a suffix. But a Beis HaMerchatz, which hasn't yet been used, is not repulsive, and therefore if a person did not use it yet, he can, yes, daven his tefillah in the Beis HaMerchatz.